You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Today we're joined by Senior Sight Loss Council Engagement Manager Lucy Williams, London Sight Loss Council Volunteer Member Nikki Hughes, and Anthony Merlin, the Accessibility Manager at Govia Thameslink Railway. They're here to tell us about a recent Try a Train event. All three of you, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
You're very welcome.
So Lucy, let's start with you. How did this partnership come to be?
Yeah, of course. So I suppose first, for those of you who haven't heard of us, Sight Loss Councils are regional groups of blind and partially sighted volunteers who use our lived experience to work with various organisations to increase and improve accessibility of their services. So as you mentioned, Sight Loss Councils are funded by Thomas Pocklington Trust, a national sight loss charity. Access to public transport is, of course, a really key priority for us recently. And in the past couple of years, we've reached out to more blind and partially sighted people who have told us consistently that transport is one of their most important things to them. Of course, it enables us all to socialise and get to work and be active. And I'm sure of the people listening, they can relate to that for definite. So how this came about, sight loss councils across the country have been reaching out to various different transport providers to try and make transport accessible and improve blind and partially sighted people's access to transport, as well as their confidence in using the transport itself. So in our region, so I support the sight loss councils in London, but also those in the southeast and east have been heavily involved in this work. We've been working with Govia Thameslink Railway on a few different projects, and this is the most recent one. So working with them on their initial Try the Trains offer to see how we can support them with catering these existing events to blind and partially sighted people, and perhaps some nuances there. Yeah, it was a brilliant event. I'm sure you'll ask us more about it.
Nikki, you were there at the Try the Train event for an event that was about improving blind and partially sighted people's confidence when getting on and off trains and various aspects about the whole rail travel experience. Can you give us an overview of what the event was like?
So for me, I lost my eyesight suddenly 12 years ago. So for me, I completely lost confidence in travelling and going outside. So for me, even in these 12 years, in my experience of sight loss in this 12 years, I still struggle with confidence. So the event was able to build even my confidence up to be a little bit more independent in definitely big stations like King's Cross and St Pancras Station, which are generally very busy stations. So it was a fantastic event that was able to lead me to be a lot more confident, and I have a lot more information that I didn't know before, and is able to build my confidence in able to approach staff to get the accessibility that I need.
Any examples of particular things on the day that were particularly helpful?
Yeah, so on the day we were able to find out that there are help points on the station. There are two buttons, one for emergency and one for information. One of the things that we were told as blind, partially sighted people, that if we pushed the emergency button rather than the information button, it didn't really matter. It went to the same call center. But one of the other things that I found really helpful and intriguing was that we were told if we were feeling nervous and uncomfortable at a station, that we could go to the help point and we could be asked to be monitored on the CCTV just to make sure that we were safe. As a woman, it was really reassuring for me to know that I could have somebody watch me on CCTV at a station to make sure I was safe, especially as a vulnerable person being blind and partially sighted. So that was information that I found out on the day.
And Anthony, coming to you now, from a Govia Thameslink Railway perspective, how important are collaborations like this to make transport just as accessible as possible?
Absolutely critical. At GTR, we want everyone to be able to travel confidently, easily and with confidence. We've actually been running Try Train events since 2016, and they're open to groups of people with both visible and non-visible disabilities and others who may encounter barriers to travel, senior citizens, non-English speakers, for example. But specifically working with in partnership with groups such as the Thomas Pocklington Trust, Sight Loss Councils, we can't create an accessible railway without working in partnership with groups like that. Through Try a Train events, whilst we hold them to give those groups an opportunity to, you know, to explore potential barriers to travel, to tackle potential potential barriers to travel by spending time at our stations and on our trains. We also gain insight and feedback through these events. This is just one of many examples of how working closely with people living with disabilities and other accessibility needs absolutely helps us in GTR to create a really accessible railway.
And just how important is it getting that feedback from people who have got lived experience of sight loss?
Absolutely critical. As I say, whilst we hold things like try a train events primarily for the groups, I think it's absolutely fair to say by us, myself, I've been accessibility manager for some years, but on every try a train event, there's always things I gain. We very often involve our customer facing teams in the particular event in December that we're focused on here. We involved several key managers and supervisors from across those stations, and they also gain from seeing the perspective of the journey through the eyes of, you know, in this case, blind and partially sighted people.
What's coming up next? I hear there's murmurings of more events like this taking place across the country. What coming out of this?
As I say, we've been running Try a Train events for people across the spectrum of disabilities now for some years. We very much regard the event that we held mid-December as effectively a pilot. It's really helping us to shape, by working with these guys and the attendees, to shape future events to make them as relevant and meaningful as possible for people who are blind and partially sighted. And we really look forward to using the input that we've gained from that particular event to, you know, to improve to the maximum further events that we'll be planning for groups of blind and partially sighted people over the coming months.
To add to that as well, I know our sight loss councils in East Sussex and Bedfordshire are hoping to do similar with Govia Thames Link Railway over the coming weeks and months, to be able to advise on perhaps how they could become regionally specific in those areas. For example, things like being able to explore the train as it's stationary to understand where emergency buttons are and the toilets and perhaps the luggage areas and the seating and how they could call for help. So yes, absolutely, across Sight Loss Council areas hoping to do similar work.
Yes, and I just wanted to add that hopefully it will strengthens people's confidences by being able to get partially sighted and blind people out travelling and living independent lives.
Well, Senior Sight Loss Council Engagement Manager Lucy Williams, London Sight Loss Council Volunteer Member Nikki Hughes, and Anthony Maryland, the Accessibility Manager at Govia Thames Link Railway, thank you for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.